On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Johannesburg and Emalahleni 28, Pretoria 29. Starting with breaking news from South America, multiple loud explosions and low-flying aircraft have been reported in Venezuela's capital city, Caracas. The explosions came as U.S. President Donald Trump, who has deployed a Navy task force to the Caribbean, has raised the possibility of ground strikes against Venezuela. The government of Venezuela has released a statement saying Venezuela rejects and denounces before the international community the grave military aggression and perpetration by the current government of the United States against Venezuelan territory and its population. The U.S. government has yet to respond to the explosions heard in the capital. Police in Emalahleni in Mpumalanga are investigating two counts of murder following a tavern shooting in Extension 15 on New Year's Day. Two men were killed and an armed suspect allegedly opened fire inside the tavern and fled the scene. Police spokesperson Donald Matluli says a manhunt is underway.
The motive is unknown and will form part of the investigation. The acting provincial commissioner of the SAPS in Mpumalanga, Major General Dr. Zef Mkhwanazi, has raised this concern regarding shootings in taverns and plead with owners of these liquor businesses to search their customers in order to prevent similar incidents.
South Africa has recorded 231 consecutive days without load shedding, only 26 hours of interruptions earlier this financial year. Eskom spokesperson Daphne Mukwena says the power system remains stable, supported by improved generation performance and disciplined maintenance.
Planned maintenance remains aligned with Eskom's maintenance schedule, improve operational stability and strengthen long-term fleet performance. For the second consecutive week, no diesel was used. Diesel spending is now 2.5 billion rands lower than at the same time last year.
And President Cyril Ramaphosa has expressed deep sadness over the loss of life in a devastating fire at a ski resort bar in Switzerland on New Year's Day. The latest reports from officials say sparklers on champagne bottles likely ignited the blaze, killing at least 40 people. Presidency spokesperson Vincent Magwenya.
On behalf of the government and the people of the Republic of South Africa, President Ramaphosa conveys heartfelt condolences to the families and loved ones of those who lost their lives, as well as to the people and government of the Swiss Confederation during this time of profound grief.
I'm Emil Pinar. View these and other stories at jacarandfm.com. Click on News.